The Record Spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And the Mayor's Income Inequality Committee made their big announcement earlier today on the minimum wage. Ed Murray says the deal involved long nights and compromises.
Yesterday I was in New York City and I met with Commissioner Bratton, and he gave me a book he wrote called Collaborate or Perish. And once again, Seattle has chosen to collaborate, and Seattle workers are going to get a raise.
If approved by the City Council, the measure is going to take effect in 2015. The proposal includes a lot of details, but simply put, small businesses would phase in to $15 in 7 years. Large employers would phase in to $15 by 2017 or 2018 if they offer certain kinds of benefits like health insurance. Joining us with more is Erica C. Barnett, formerly of The Stranger. Now she reports and is the news editor for Publicola. Hi, Erica.
Hi, David.
So business and labor, of course, do not always agree, but in this case, there was a compromise. How did they get to the deal?
Well, through long nights, as you mentioned, and long days and long weekends.
They've just been meeting almost around the clock.
They have been meeting around the clock. And in fact, you know, they missed a deadline last week where Ed Murray was supposed to announce, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago, where Ed Murray was supposed to announce that they had reached a deal. He did not announce that. So they had to go back, and he set a deadline of last night. And apparently they met the deadline within 1 hour.
So compromise is compromise. Was there harmony?
I wouldn't say there's harmony. I would say that everybody's a little disappointed on all sides, and that's a good thing. Howard Wright, one of the co-chairs of the committee, said, we're not happy with this deal completely, and labor said the same thing, and I think that's kind of the nature of compromise. But they seem happy to have reached a deal. Neither side thinks it's a perfect deal.
And not everyone, of course, was on board. We'll talk about 15 now in a minute, but on this committee that the mayor put together, who was not on board and why?
There were three people who did not sign off on it. One, as you mentioned, was 15 Now supporter Shama Sawant, city council member. She voted no. Ma Dadon, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, abstained from the vote.
All right, what does that mean? And why did she abstain?
Well, we haven't talked to her, but my understanding is that she wasn't able to bring all of her membership on board the compromise agreement. I mean, every one of these members, there's 24 members of the committee, and they all have people that they have to go back to every single time there's a change in the agreement. And I think that she just was not able to bring her membership on board this particular compromise, so she abstained.
So I asked Howard Wright of Seattle Hospitality and the Space Needle about that earlier, and he said, you know, look, they were able to get a lot of agreement from business on this. They were on board, and business did have to give up some stuff. They weren't that excited about it, but they had to, you know, get on board with this. But does, you know, the chamber not getting on board exactly, what does that mean?
Well, I think the fact that the chamber didn't get on board and the fact that the 15 Now people didn't get on board shows that the sort of two extremes, and I'm not saying that they're extremists by any means, but the poles just don't agree to this compromise. But the chamber is probably the farthest right group, and 15 Now people are the farthest left group, and everyone in the middle of those two groups agreed. So it's not terribly surprising that the two polar opposites were not on board.
What was the biggest sticking point for business here, do you think?
Boy, I think the biggest sticking point was the idea that it would not phase in, and the length of the phase in, because the idea of having a $15 minimum wage immediately was just anathema to business. And so now we have this very complicated phase in period where some businesses phase in over 3 years, some businesses over four, some over five, and some over seven. But eventually they're all going to get to the same place.
What about labor? What did they have to give up from your reporting?
Labor had to give up, they had to accept total compensation, essentially.
Tips and
health care. And those are going to be phased out. But those for 7 years or for various amounts of time for different sizes of businesses will count towards the $15. So if you are a business that relies on tips, you can pay your workers less than $15 as long as their total compensation works out to $15 for a certain period of time. I think that was a big concession from labor.
And 15 Now is saying this is not enough. They're out with another proposal. They want 15 in January of 2015, as I understand it, at least for bigger businesses, phase in for nonprofits and some other small businesses. politically, what does this decision today mean for them?
I think it's a blow for them. I think it takes a lot of steam out of their efforts because you have so many diverse groups, including progressive groups, including business, including all sides of the political spectrum. You had Nick Licata, a left-leaning city council member, standing beside Ed Murray today. There just seems to be a wide consensus in favor of this compromise. And it looks like such a victory for Murray that coming back and saying, no, it's not good enough, just looks a little bit like sour grapes.
And they're in the signature gathering phase at this point for a charter amendment.
That's right.
And so that could get on the ballot in November. Is there any sense that they're going to drop it at this point?
They have not said that they're going to drop it. And Shama Sawant had a press conference after Ed Murray's press conference today and encouraged people to go out and continue signing, to continue collecting signatures. She says that she wants to have that in her back pocket. Of course, the city council has to approve any measure that Murray proposes. And so she is saying that she is still hopeful that the city council will approve something that she can agree to. But that doesn't seem particularly likely to me.
All right. And that's what we heard just earlier this hour, Marcy, also talking to the 15 Now folks. Of course, now this proposal goes to the city council. You mentioned Nick Licata saying, you know, he stands in solidarity with the mayor and others. Any sense about what the council is going to do?
I think they're going to sign off on it. I think, you know, one thing that Nick said is that we like to get our fingers in it a little bit in everything any mayor proposes. And so I think they will tweak it a little bit. I don't know exactly how, but I think that the tweaks will likely be minor. There seems to be a lot of enthusiasm on the council for this proposal right now.
You say you don't know exactly what the tweaks would be, but any sense of where the potential kind of discontent with the proposal would be now?
I can't really speculate. I imagine that the discontent would probably center on the same things that were the topics of the major debate on the committee itself, such as...
But if they tweak major issues, then isn't that going to kind of squirrel the deal for the folks that signed on it?
Well, but if a tweak means, say, you know, instead of 7 years phase in, maybe 5 years...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm completely making that up, but that's one of the things that they were debating on the committee. Tweaks like that, I think, would be minor enough to be acceptable.
All right. Thanks, Erica Barnett of Publicola.
Thank you.
Once again, there's a minimum wage proposal from the mayor's committee. If approved, the measure would take effect in 2015.